on our guest line, the one and only Fran Tarkenton. Mr. Tarkenton, it's a real honor to have you on the program. How are you, sir?
Mike, thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Thank you. I am always impressed with people who write about or tell the tale of learning from failure. So many of us have fallen flat on our face, and as I've read about your book, I've read that you really appreciate falling, failing, picking yourself up, and figuring out a better way. Talk a little bit about that formula that has led Fran Tarkenton to so much success in life.
Well, you know, we're given this pile of garbage. You know, is just be positive and everything is going to work out, and everybody's a winner, and you're a winner, and we're all winners. And we give trophies to everybody. That's not reality. Mm-hmm. We only learn from failure. We don't learn from winning. Mm-hmm. And the more you fail, the quicker you fail, and own the failure. You will learn from the failure. Everybody in medicine and science and research and teacher and parent and football player understands. I've got to do more things. I got to be relentless. I got to try and do. And most of the things we try don't work, and we've got to own that. That's not a defeat. Just own that failure, learn from that failure, and then you have a chance of being successful in whatever you're doing. And that's what the book's about, because that's my life of football, of sports, of being a father and a grandfather. I continually learn from failure, own that failure, and then just keep trying.
This is what I love about the book, because today, as you allude to, we're afraid to even acknowledge failure. We're doing everything we can. I just cringe when I read about little league contests where we're not going to put the score up on the scoreboard because we don't want to hurt, you know, little Johnny's self-esteem, and we don't want to hurt their feelings, and we want them to be all winners and give a trophy for everything. I love the story about, I forget who it was, a few weeks ago, football player whose kid brought home some trophies from school, and he didn't earn any trophies. It was just one of those just because trophies, and the dad said, I'm sorry, you got to bring the trophies back. You earn a trophy. This message is so necessary, and that's why your book, The Power of Failure, is going to be such an important read, especially for young parents, because they're a little lost right now, Mr. Tarkenton. They're being told, as you said, no, everybody gets a trophy, everybody wins.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. We're looking for the silver bullet. We think there's some silver bullet. There's no silver bullet to life. And what you do, you just didn't wake up one morning and become a national syndicated radio guy. You worked at it. You worked. You tried and you failed. And you tried and you failed a little bit more.
Absolutely.
The whole thing about positivity, get every morning, have a good attitude and be positive.
Right.
Then you go. Then if you that I love positivity. I'm there. But I want to look at reality, because the reality is looking at the signs. The signs never lie, and most of us don't want to look at reality. And we don't look at reality. We don't improve. We don't embrace something that doesn't work.
That's
I have a lifelong experiences, and I share the experiences. They're tough experiences, but they're real life experiences that I've learned from other people. Now I'm teaching other people.
I can't wait to get my hands on the book. The book is The Power of Failure, Succeeding in the Age of Innovation. You know, I often wonder when I talk to an NFL great like Fran Tarkenton, somebody, a Hall of Famer, obviously you're a household name, and yet the football career comes and goes. I often think, I think about young kids who get drafted, who are, you know, just so talented, but they are no more equipped to get through life than the man in the moon. They make a lot of money. They make a lot of, they get a lot of fame and adulation. And then I think about what their life will be like 10, 20, 30 years after the NFL career is over. Can you touch on that a little bit in terms of?
Yeah, I can. Oh, it's a shame. The average life of a pro football player is 4 to 5 years. These guys today are making enormous amounts of money. Mm-hmm. They retire at age 30 or 28 or 34. And they have no skill set to go the rest of their life.
I mean, what happens to them? What do they do the rest of their life?
Well, most of them just go bankrupt. They get wasted. It just doesn't work out. In fact, I'm meeting Wednesday morning with the NFL office. They have a program to try to help these players, because I've developed with the University of Georgia an entrepreneurial MBA program online, 100 hours, and it's really good. And we've built that program, and I want to take that program to the NFL retired players, the present players, to give them education on business and entrepreneurship.
Wow.
That'll give them another skill set. Because We have entrepreneurs in this country that really don't have the skill set. They know how to be a carpenter. They know how to be a landscaper, but they don't have the skill set to know the basic fundamentals of business, and we give them that.
I mean, today you run, as I understand it, multiple companies out of your home, out of your office in Atlanta.
Yes.
Did you see this coming? Did you say to yourself, listen, I'm a quarterback with the Minnesota Vikings. I can't be a quarterback for an NFL team forever.
Well, I had a paper out in Washington, D.C. at age 7. I've worked all my life in the off season. I made $12,500 my first season in 1961.
Wow.
And I was a rookie of the year. I worked in the off season. Every off season I worked. My job in the off season then was a salesperson for a trucking company in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, paying me $600 a month to knock on the doors of shipping clerks. I loved every job that I did, because I learned from every job.
Sure.
And then when I was 26, I started building my own companies. And now we work with entrepreneurs all across the country, 520,000 startups every month. We go to these people and reach out and give them education and knowledge and a different way to think, so they have the skill set of thinking about business that enables them to have a better chance to make it. And that's what we do. And all they have to do is go to Tarkington.com. And you can see our work. We have multiple websites, but that will take you to them.
Gotcha.
It's all free. But the job growth in this country comes from entrepreneurs. Back to the football players. We're going to do everything that we possibly can to educate and enlighten these NFL players and former players to give them a afterlife to football, because their life is all ahead of them.
Sure.
And they've been falsely secure with all these millions of dollars. And they find out very quickly that it's gone.
Well,
you know, I'll just give you one example. Warren Sapp, a great player,
sure,
made millions of dollars, Hall of Fame, and he went bankrupt.
Right. All right, we got some homework to do. Tarkington.com, we're going to get the book, The Power of Failure, Succeeding in the Age of Innovation. I love learning from winners, and I can't think of a more inspirational story than the story of Fran Tarkington, both on the field and off. Mr. Tarkington, please know what an honor it is to be able to visit with somebody like you on the Mike Gallagher Show. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you. My pleasure, Mike.
Thank you so very much for visiting with us. Again, great. I can't wait. This is a great message about winning.